Hey everybody, this is Stelly Efty.
And this is Heaton Shaw.
And today on the Startup Chat, Heaton, I want to talk to you about hiring pace.
I think we like talking about more than just sales and marketing.
We just want to bullshit and chat about business and life, and hopefully while we're doing that, provide a lot of value to people.
The world's best business podcast.
Oh, shit, we got it!
For people trying to get shit done.
Yeah. We don't want to give you feedback that's bullshit.
We want you to do your best.
So, not just when to hire and who to hire, we've had plenty of episodes about that, but also at what speed to be hiring, you know, when it's too slow, when it's too fast, what is the right pace of hiring? And there's a few reasons why I wanted to talk about this with you. One is that this has been a theme for us at Close. We started with not hiring at all for the first 3 years, right? And being just a tiny team of six people, just crushing it revenue-wise, profit-wise, growth-wise, and loving it until things became so big from our business that the team was so tiny that things started breaking apart and we didn't take advantage of certain opportunities. So we went from no hiring to, you know, very, very slow and I think poor recruiting and hiring to then slow and being pretty good at hiring to then slow and being really, really great at hiring, I think. And now we're kind of entering this the phase of trying to be a little faster than where we are adjusting the pace of hiring because we feel like we've been doing a pretty good job growing the team and adding really amazing people. But we're seemingly always, you know, two steps too slow versus just one. So we've just increased the speed of hiring just recently in the last quarter or so. And so that's one. It's been on my mind to talk about like speed of hiring because I've had a company where I hired way too fast. And that's a catastrophe, and I'm absolutely against hiring too fast. And then I've had clothes where I've hired too slow, and if I had to choose one of the two evils, I'd rather hire too slow than too fast. But ideally, you hire at the just right pace. And so pacing has been on my mind. But then just recently, I was at a conference with you, and at one of the lunches, we were talking to a group of founders, and one of the founders talked about mindset when it comes to hiring. And he was saying, self-funded, profitable startup. He's like, I've been in this mindset of the profits that my company makes and the money that we put aside. That's my money, right? And hiring aggressively or even hiring at all is like taking money out of my pocket and my family's pocket, my children's pocket. And it's a risky thing. So I have this like internal anxiety about it. And he was talking about like the baggage of having his father being an entrepreneur and his father made a shit ton of money and they were really wealthy and then got really broke and they had nothing. So he saw his father go through his ups and downs. So he feels like he has to have a nest egg. He has to be conservative because he has children and all that. And he was talking about like that transition of going from we're doing it all ourselves as a small team to having to start hiring and having to start investing in people and into the business in a way that feels risky to him. So we were talking about hiring and when is the right time to hire and how fast is too fast and how slow is too slow and all that. So I felt compelled to bring it up as a topic for us to chit chat. And I thought, obviously you're going to have some brilliant thoughts on this, but pacing, how do you know when you have to start hiring and how do you know that you're hiring too fast or too slow? Let's talk about it. Let's unpack this a little bit for ourselves, but also for the listeners.
I like just-in-time hiring.
Just-in-time hiring.
And I think that's the way to think about it if you're running a business. And what I mean by that is it's not about fast or slow. I think it's about just-in-time. And just-in-time means two things. One, the framework I put on it is the business going to improve if we make this hire or these set of hires? The most obvious one is actually sales, to be honest. Because if you want to grow faster in revenue and you have a sales team, hiring more salespeople does equal more revenue. If you disagree, let me know, Stelly, but
nope.
That's a pretty simple rule, right?
Yep.
So just-in-time hiring in that case is like, if we have everything in place enough to hire more salespeople, even money, right? Because money counts, then let's hire more salespeople right fucking now because it'll make us more money. And there's a period of, you know, ramp up and all that good stuff. But I'm assuming when I say that, you have a lot of that taken care of, or you are very conscious to where that's going to break as you hire more salespeople. So that's the easiest answer, is like, if it's going to make you more money, do it. Same goes for marketing, to be honest, but less so than sales, where if you have certain things working in marketing, such as content, right? And you're writing it and it's leading to results, whatever they may be. And that's just an example. Or even ads as an example. If you hire more people in those areas, it's likely they will produce more content, create more ads, for example, and you will make more money. So to me, it's very simple. That's a simple lens. And that's why I say it's just in time. So your pace of hiring is less important to me than, are you hiring the right people at the right time? And then velocity comes into play. Because the thing is, you can say, if we doubled our sales team, we're going to make more than double the revenue, whatever way you want to look at it, right? But there's still a pacing to that instantly, because you can't hire, let's say you have 50 salespeople, you can't hire another 50 overnight. There's a pacing to it. But then you have the pacing discussion if you know that hiring more salespeople leads to more revenue. And then you start thinking of it that way. So that's one, to me, very simple way to think about it from a just-in-time perspective, instead of worrying about too slow or too fast. The other framework I would use, because not everything is sales and marketing, is still very similar, which is, what are the outcomes you're looking to get next year? Whatever they are, user growth, retention, customer satisfaction, reduction of some metric or problem in the company, or replacing people, or any of that stuff. And then work backwards on, how are we going to do that? Who do we need to hire? Where are our gaps? And instantly, I think the discussion changes around slow or fast, if you are starting the discussion with slow or fast. And there's a third thing too, to me, which is another piece of just in time, which is, where's our bottleneck? Which is kind of unrelated to the first two, because sometimes bottlenecks don't have to do with metrics. They have to do with someone doing 10 jobs when they should be doing 8 or 5, you know? And then it's more of like, oh man, we've been under invested in this area from a headcount standpoint, and we need to invest more in it. And that includes hiring a manager, so to speak, or hiring more senior people and things like that, because they can have a very big impact on a business if done well and done properly. But those senior people and those managers don't tend to be a pacing slow or fast thing. They tend to be a just-in-time thing. So again, that's my framework. Instead of worrying about pacing, I worry about just-in-time hiring. And this is the way I think about it.
So I love that framework. Now, there's one thing here that stands out to me, is that it's one thing when you decide that you should bring somebody in for a specific position in your team, because now is the time, or because this improving this area in the business is a priority and you can't do it with the people on board, or maybe there's nobody on the team that is tackling that kind of a KPI or problem or challenge. That decision is one point, but then the execution phase is another. And sometimes there is a delay, especially for companies that are, and hopefully most companies are pretty deliberate about that, or the people that are listening to us. You don't just post a job somewhere, get 100 applicants, and then you just hire somebody, you know, within a week or two out of that batch. For depending on the position, it might take 3, 4, 5 months to find the right person. Sometimes you might find the right person within a month or within a few weeks. But there's a delay between you making the decision, you finding somebody that is perfect for the job and perfect from a cultural perspective for your company. And that also varies, right? If you're looking for somebody that's a manager or a leader, that might take a much longer time, might take 6 months to find somebody that is, you know, a VP of sales, a VP of marketing, a VP of something, versus hiring, you know, a junior SDR from a sales perspective. That might be a hire that you can make in 2 or 3 weeks, because it's just a bigger talent pool to pick from, or an easier talent pool to pick from. So how do you think about the hiring speed in terms of how much time it takes a company to fill a position? Do you have any things that you've seen in terms of best practice? Do you think every position should be filled within 3 weeks? Otherwise, you're doing something wrong. Or do you think, some position might take you 2 years to fill, and that's totally cool? How do you think about time to hire from the decision we need somebody to the time that you make an offer? What have you seen there and what's your framework there?
Yeah. Time to